Psalm 37. Of David. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers, or envy those who do wrong, for they soon wither like grass and wilt like a green plant. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and pasture securely. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will make it happen. He will make your righteousness beam like the light, and your justice like the noonday. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of one who prospers in his way, because of one who implements wicked schemes. Stop being angry and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who expectantly wait on the Lord will inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully for his place, he will not be there. But the meek will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in the abundant prosperity. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord will laugh at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows, to bring down the poor and the needy, to slaughter those whose way is upright. Their sword will pierce their own heart, and their bows will be broken. Better is a little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord supports the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will last forever. They will not be shamed in the times of trouble, and in the days of famine they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be like a flourishing pasture that vanishes like smoke. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord will inherit the land, and those who are cursed by him will be cut off. The Lord makes a person's steps successful when he delights in his way. Even if he stumbles, he will not fall headlong, for the Lord holds on to him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his children begging for bread. All day long he is generous and lends, and his children are blessed. Turn away from evil and do good, then you will live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice. He never abandons his faithful ones. They are protected forever, but the children of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and live in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. Not one of his steps slip. The wicked stalk the righteous and seek to kill him. The Lord will not abandon him into his hand, or let him be condemned when he is judged. Wait expectantly for the Lord, and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen the wicked flourishing and spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. But he passed away and was no more. I searched for him, but he could not be found. Observe the blameless, and look carefully at the upright, for there is a future for the person of peace. As for transgressors, they will be absolutely destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their fortress in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them, because they seek refuge in him. Psalm 37.